Today is Johann Sebastian Bach's birthday, so for the celebration we picked a selection from the suite number 2, which is Polonaise and Badinerie.
Wonderful.
Bravo. That was so terrific.
If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio with flutist Jasmine Choi and pianist Hugh Sung. And they just performed two movements from Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 2. Wow, that was so virtuosic.
Well, thank you. I thought this will be a big celebration piece for Bach's birthday. And we owe him at least this much.
That's right. Born this day in 1685. And, you know, I was thinking about the virtuosity and the difficulty of the flute part and also the orchestral part, which Hugh just played on the piano. He must have had some incredible musicians that he worked with.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yes. He's written so many flute sonatas and also flute partita and this orchestral suite. And I think back then, flute was not what I think. It was very different. And with the modern flute, it's very, the color and the phrasing, it's very different, but I think we can combine together, and even without going back to playing the Baroque flute with the modern flute, I'm trying to get the right essence of Johann Sebastian Bach. I hope it worked.
I think it worked beautifully. Jasmine, you, just a little bit about you for our listeners who may not know that much about you. You are from South Korea, and you studied at the Juilliard School with Julius Baker.
It was Curtis Institute of Music.
Okay.
4 years with Julius Baker, and I went on to Juilliard for my master's degree. I worked with Jeffrey Kainer.
With Jeffrey Kainer, our own principal flute of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Yes.
And then you were an astral artist.
Yeah, I was the winner of the astral audition in my last year at Curtis. So right after graduating from Curtis, I would say astral was the first one who gave me the real chance to perform as a professional musician. And it helped me so much, incredibly, in many, many ways.
And Astro Artists is one of our partners here with WRTI and based right here in Philadelphia. So soon after you finished studying, you landed some pretty big orchestral jobs, both with the Cincinnati Symphony and the Vienna Symphony. Mm-hmm. Why did you give that up to launch a pretty risky solo career?
I would say when I started playing the flute, my dream was to become a traveling musician. And as I won the audition in Cincinnati, and then as I moved on to the orchestra in Europe, I realized that the schedule-wise, it's not very flexible for me to do other things that I wanted to do. I would get many solo concerts, and most of them I had to turn it down because of the schedule. And I met my husband after 1 year of Vienna Symphony.
And tell us what he does.
He's a not a musician. He's a captain of a steamship, very historical ship, more than 100 years old.
And where is that based, Jasmine?
And that is based very far away from Vienna. And in Bodensee, which is between Swiss Germany and Austria, I mean, between Swiss and Germany, there's an Austria, I'm living in there. And I thought, I found the love of my life, and this is a very little town, but he cannot move because the lake cannot move, and he has to work, and I'm a musician, I'm movable, and as long as I play the flute, I'll be okay, and that's how it all began.
Oh, what a wonderful story. And your career really has taken off. You're artist in residence both at the Sejong Cultural Center in Seoul, South Korea, as well as your artist in residence with the New York Classical Players. What's the most exciting thing about the artist in residency coming up for you?
For example, New York Classical Players, I'm very, very thankful because in these 3 year residency, they are commissioning new concerto for me every year, plus already written standard concerto. So every year I'm playing two concertos in one concert, 3 days in a row. It's a little challenging, but in the long term, it's going to be a great development for our flute repertoire, and I'm very grateful for that. And also with the Sejong Arts Center in Seoul, we already played one of the concerts. They gave me 4 recital series in a year. And for me, it was very challenging to put 4 different, totally different recitals for a flute. And these 4 recitals should be all connected story-wise. And then every program should be all connected from the first piece to the last piece. And
sounds very fascinating, yeah. And challenging. Now, speaking of your repertoire, you play a wide range of repertoire, not just classical music, but experimental, pop, jazz. Why do you do that?
Why do I do that?
Why do you want to play so many different kinds of music?
I'm not sure if it's about I want to play many different kinds of music, but I think when the music speaks to me, I want to try it on the flute. Mm. And I love playing the flute, so anything that I love, any piece, I want to put it on the flute. It doesn't matter, pop, jazz, and I don't put any superiority in the genres, because any masterpiece, any genres, it's really timeless. And when a song is great, doesn't matter which singer is singing, it speaks to the audience, and as long as I am convinced with this piece, I'm very sure that it will go through to the audience's heart. And yeah, that's why it all began.
So I think your next piece that we're going to hear is very much along those lines.
That's right. I forgot we have to play it.
What are you going to play next?
It's called Wait There by Korean composer Iruma. It's originally written for a piano solo, and Mr. Yu Song arranged it for flute and piano.
Thank you, Iruma, and we're going to hear Wait There.
Thank you.
My goodness, that was absolutely gorgeous. I had tears in my eyes as I heard you play that. If you're just joining us, I'm Deborah Lou Harder in the WRTI Performance Studio with flutist Jasmine Choi and pianist Hugh Sung. And we've just heard Wait There by Iruma, a South Korean composer, arranged by Hugh Sung. This is actually on their album for Sony Classical. I'll hold this up here if we can get a little bit of a close-up with this camera. And I have several of Jasmine's albums from Sony Classical in my hand. I don't think we can get a close-up of all of them, but they're available on Amazon, and we'll be playing them on the air here at WRTI. Hugh, that was a beautiful arrangement, and I just want to mention something about you. You know, the term Renaissance man is used too often, but you not only arranged that piece and many other gorgeous pieces, you're a wonderful pianist, and then for 20 years, I just want to let people know you were the director of instrumental studies or recitals.
So director of student recitals and instrumental accompaniment.
Instrumental accompaniment.
And developed probably the world's first online concert database for a music school. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you were already into technology while you were at Curtis. And then you stepped away. You stepped away from all of that.
Pun intended, stepped away.
To develop something that's been helpful to thousands of musicians. Can you just describe that a little bit?
Sure. This is called an air turn. This is a hands-free page-turning pedal. I was one of the world's first paperless musicians almost 20 years ago. Can you believe that? It's crazy. 20 years ago.
And right now, he was reading off his iPad and using the page turner.
To
that
turn
he developed
pages hands-free,
And by the way, for our listeners, you can go to our website, WRTI.org, and watch this broadcast and listen to it as it's happening. Just click on the YouTube link in the post. So then you developed this technology, and you were very deep into it for 3 years, I believe.
Well, actually, for about 6 years, and for the last three of those, I had no time to play the piano, believe it or not. But one of the things I really found most striking about my business and technology experience was how much my musical background helped me to appreciate the art of business. And business is an art. Mm. There's creativity, there is imagination, there's problem solving, there's discipline, and all the things we as musicians train for. Wow, it equipped me so beautifully to dive right into the world of business. And of course, I love Steve Jobs, the intersection of art and technology, as Walter Isaacson had described him. And I love that space, because where art and technology meet, that's where magic happens. And I've always tried to live in that space.
Very cool. So now you are working as a musician still. Mm-hmm. You're still performing, and you're also representing a couple of great piano companies, as well as teaching online. Tell us a little bit about this very exciting endeavor.
So one of the things, after I sold my shares at AirTurn, I wanted to get back to music in some capacity. So one of the first things I did was to contact some good friends of mine at a company called ArtistWorks. Jeffrey Kaner, David Bilger, Ricardo Morales, they were all teachers that were picked up by that school, and they asked me to be one of their piano teachers. So I basically teach 1,000 people around the world every week. They all get individualized lessons, and people look at me and say, how do you do that? And this is what I love about technology, because the best application of technology enhances our art. It doesn't replace it. It enhances what we do as artists and expands our capabilities. And I think this kind of technology expands what I can do to teach actually more effectively to more people around the world. So that's what I do.
Fascinating. Yeah. That's great. But you're still playing on a beautiful instrument, acoustic instruments, and I believe that you and Jasmine will be recording very soon again in Vienna.
I think at the Bösendorfer Factory. I'm really looking forward to that.
At the historic Bösendorfer Factory.
Our third CD together.
Yeah.
Third one together.
Wonderful. Well, I'd love to hear a little bit more music to take us out.
All right. Well, this is going to be... You want to introduce
it? It's called Lady Be Good by George Gershwin. Arranged by Mr. Hugh Song.
So much fun. She comes up with these ideas and it's like, oh, I want to play this and make an arrangement. So, okay. You all set?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
was fantastic.
This particular arrangement was actually written for your teacher, Jeffrey Kaner.
That's right.
He was the one that asked me to come up with a whole bunch of arrangements for jazz, for flute and piano, except I don't play jazz.
Oh, it sounded
so
like
I had
it.
To learn really fast.
Oh, wonderful. That was fantastic. Oh, my gosh. It was great. Lady Be Good by George Gershwin, arranged by Hugh Sung, and played for us by Jasmine Choi on flute and Hugh Sung at the piano. And Lady and Guy, you were really good.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much
Thank
for being
so
here.
Thank you so much.
And best of luck. It was fascinating hearing you talk about your very exciting and innovative careers and hearing your gorgeous music. Thanks for being here, and I hope you come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.